Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the 4th Annual Business Superstar Awards Breakfast to be held this year on October 4th, at the historic Georgian Terrace Hotel in downtown Atlanta. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Brittany Thomas, president of Girls of Brilliance, about young girls and confidence, how they can get it, keep it, and benefit from it educationally. My guest today is an Atlanta, Georgia native, a Georgia State University graduate and president of Girls of Brilliance. She believes the continuation and proper functioning of the world depends heavily upon the happiness and success of girls. For the girl to be happy and successful, she must be empowered. Girls of Brilliance has been created to positively and significantly alter girls' life paths toward happiness, productivity, and success. We are honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know magazine network, Ms. Brittany Thomas. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you very much.
That How are you today?
Sounds so great. I'm excited. I'm very excited.
All right. Are you ready to talk about young girls and confidence?
I am very ready.
Well, let's get right in it. Let's get right to it. Matter of fact, Brittany, what is your definition of confidence anyway?
My definition of confidence is an inner and outer acceptance of yourself. Once you're at this level of true confidence, your mind will be so strong that nothing will be able to stop you from what you want to accomplish. Because you don't have any doubt in yourself or anything that you can achieve. So that's confidence.
Oh, right. 100%
belief and truth in yourself.
All right. Well, what is the first thing a young girl can do to start gaining confidence?
The first thing a girl can start doing is paying attention to her thoughts about herself. You should only be feeding yourself positive thoughts. In other words, you should be speaking very highly of yourself. The more positive thoughts you feed yourself, those thoughts will start to manifest in your life. So you can actually have a daily affirmation saying, I am strong, I am smart, I can accomplish anything I can dream of. And just like you can tell yourself every day, I'm nothing, I'm stupid, you will become just that. So you're in charge of what you choose to let your mind absorb.
Oh, right.
So daily affirmations are wonderful to do. When you wake up in the morning, before you even talk to anybody, just be one with yourself and motivate yourself to use that day to be as successful as possible by pumping yourself up and just saying only positive things to yourself.
All right. Well, what are some of the reasons girls lack confidence in themselves?
Right now, I feel like too many girls are focused on outside influences instead of themselves. Many girls right now are overly focused on outward appearances without first taking care of themselves inside. And I think as a result, girls are becoming more distracted and failing to achieve happiness and accomplish their dreams because of that. So one thing that I think that they can do is to start making healthy food and drink choices. Because I think eating healthy, drinking a lot of water, it'll make a major difference in your appearance. And you'll start feeling and looking healthy, which in turn will heighten your confidence. Since girls are so concerned about how they look, you might as well do it in a more healthy way instead of being so overly concerned about outward, start from the inside.
All right. Well, Brittany, I don't know what's going on with your phone right there, but if you might be able to try to situate it a little, if you could move it around a little bit.
Oh, no.
And that way I can hear exactly what you're saying. You're saying some good stuff, so I want our listeners to be able to hear you with no problem, okay?
Okay, how am I now?
All right, that's a little bit better.
Okay.
Now, tell our listeners, why is confidence so important for young girls anyway?
Well, right now, I just feel like too many girls are focused on outside influences instead of themselves. I really think that many girls are now overly focused on their outward appearances without first taking care of themselves on the inside. And I think as a result, girls are becoming more distracted and failing to achieve happiness and accomplish their dreams because of that. And one way I think this can be achieved is by making healthier food and drink choices, such as eating healthy, drinking lots of water, because you'll start to see a major difference in your appearance, and you'll be feeling and looking healthier, which in turn will heighten your confidence.
All right. Well, what is the correlation between confidence and education?
Well, I would say to use every day to acquire as much knowledge as you possibly can. Things like becoming well-versed in history, politics, fashion, nutrition, sports, current events in the world, science, start learning other languages. Just the more knowledge that you have, the more confident that you will become. So basically taking the time with yourself to, you know, educate yourself as much as you possibly can. The more knowledge you have, the more powerful you will be and the more confidence you'll have.
In conjunction with education, what else can a young girl continue to do to build her confidence?
Find your passion and perfect that craft. That's definitely a very important thing to do. Learn as much as you possibly can about what you want to do in your life, and be the best at what you do, and always putting everything that you have into what you put out into the world. You always want to deliver the best product possible when you're presenting something that represents yourself.
Well, are there any additional jewels you'd like to give our listeners about building a young girl's confidence?
I would say make sure you're practicing excellent posture. Make sure that you are always walking and sitting up straight. It's very elegant, and it's a great way to continue building your confidence level.
Well, Brittany, tell our listeners, how did you get involved in helping young girls with improving their self-confidence?
Well, as a sociology major in college, I became a lot more observant of behaviors of girls, just things that I would start to notice, and particularly younger girls, because I know that younger girls look to older girls as an influence, and that was something that I did when I was younger. And I've always wanted to be a mentor as a type of example of what a girl should strive to be, just so that there's more positive images of girls out there. And I just wanted to create a way to put that out there in a more of a mass market, to make it cool to be, you know, smart and elegant as a girl and not be, you know, overly concerned about things that don't matter. So basically just off my observation, I feel like that was something that needed to be done. So that's what I'm doing now.
Well, throughout history, who are some of the young ladies that maybe not even young girls, but young ladies who are very confident figures for you?
One person I really admire is Tyra Banks. She, you know, she's gone into an industry at a young age where it was all about how she looked, and she's always being judged. Usually negativity is coming at her, and she has continued to build herself into an even more powerful woman because of the type of things that she's had to go through. So she's someone I really, really admire because of her strength and the way that she's carried herself throughout her career.
Okay. Well, if you could sit down with any woman in today's world or throughout history and talk to her about confidence over lunch, who would you talk to?
That is a really good question. I would have to say Michelle Obama. I feel like she epitomizes what girls want to accomplish, even if they recognize it or not. She's put herself in a, you know, worldwide platform where she can make so many major positive changes in the world. And she's in such a great position to be able to, you know, be the change that she wants to see. So I think that's just a powerful position to be in, and she's in a really great place to be able to do those major things that where she can really get something done. And people listen to her and gravitate to her, which is a great place to be in. So I would love to pick her brain and find out more about her and, you know, who she really is inside and things that really matter to her.
Well, what would some of the questions be that you would have for Ms. Michelle Obama?
I would ask her what motivates her every day. What is the driving factor behind her, going out and wanting to help others, knowing that she can just relax? What makes you want to, continue to go forward every day? How do you raise your daughters in a world that's technology-driven, that has so many influences? How do you keep them, at a level that you want to keep them at, where they're, they stay classy and mature and aren't afraid to go against the crowd? How do you raise girls in this world? How were you raised? What were some of the things that you went through growing up, and how did that shape you into who you are today?
Hmm. Well, now, speaking to the parents, because this will be mostly parents listening to this show, what are a few things you would like to suggest that they do today to help their daughters build self-confidence?
I would say spending a lot more time with your daughter instead of allowing television and music to raise them. Listen to music with them that they listen to on a regular basis and have a discussion about it, as opposed to saying, what is this? Why are you listening to this? Ask questions. Why do you want to listen to this? What is this music? What does this show say to you? How are you being influenced by this? Do you admire the people that you're listening to and watching? To make it more of a sisterly environment, so that your daughter will feel more open to discussing things with you that a lot of girls are not comfortable talking to their mothers about, because they feel like they may be judged. So to kind of open up the floor more for a friendship, just so that you can kind of go through that barrier that a lot of girls start to put up at, as they get older, just so you're not losing contact with her. And then you'll be, more there for her to offer advice. She'll come to you more. And you'll feel more comfortable as a parent, letting her go out on her own. You won't have any, nervousness, because you'll feel like you have a more one-on-one connection with her.
Okay. Well, what are some of your goals for Girls of Brilliance, and where would you like to see the organization in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, I would love to have a major movement going on in the world where girls are stepping more out into the light of being different and wanting to do something positive with themselves, not being afraid to start businesses and go into careers that are not the typical girl careers. I would like to see girls more into academics, to not be so concerned about how they look, but more so feeding themselves more positive energy and educational material, as opposed to just being concerned about what's going on around them, not being negatively influenced, to start businesses at earlier ages, to start seeking out mentors in older women who they admire, not being afraid to speak to other girls. And I would really like to see a lot of the competition between girls to stop, where girls are more helping each other out, as opposed to, being jealous, prejudging. I would like to see a lot of those things gone. Also, I'm working on a book that's kind of go into some more detail about what girls can do to start at a very young age, building for a very successful future for themselves.
Well, tell us a little bit more about your book, and when will it be available?
My book is in process right now. I'm actually interviewing successful women right now who have built their own careers, to try to tell their story of how they got to where they are. And I'm also offering advice on things that girls can do from day one, as soon as they start reading it, what you can do right now to make sure that you ensure that you have a very successful, happy future. Late next year, my book should be on shelves and ready to read to start making some major change in girls' lives.
All right. Well, Brittany, before we bring this interview to a close, tell our listening audience why you decided to partner with People You Need to Know magazine in your marketing efforts.
I decided to do this because People You Need to Know magazine has a really great reputation, and it's a very quality production that I really admired that, because that's something I've been looking for as my platform. So I really wanted to kind of partner with a company that, you know, had the same or similar expectations of their business as I do of mine, something that is, you know, 100% quality. And also the other women that are a part of the magazine, I really admire what they're doing, and I want to start making that contact with women who I feel like I could benefit from knowing, and to further, you know, build what I'm trying to get going here.
Well, Brittany, you have shared some wonderful information about how young girls could improve their confidence, and I just want to congratulate you on your effort. As I said before the show, I definitely give you an A for effort. Are there any final thoughts you would like to leave our listening audience with about young girls and confidence?
Just, you know, focus on yourself. You know, block out those negative distractions. Focus on what you truly feel inside and go for it with that. Don't let fear stop you from what you want to do. Don't let being judged by others stop you from what you want to do. Just start to, you know, dig within yourself, you know, be one with yourself and figure out why you're here and get started on accomplishing that goal. And don't be worried about anything else other than that. And also follow me on Twitter at Go Brilliance, and also Instagram at Go Brilliance. And I look forward to speaking with individual girls one-on-one. If you have any questions for me, feel free to reach out to me. I'm here.
All right. Brittany, can our listeners connect with you any other way?
Yep, Instagram and Twitter right now is perfect, and I have a website that will be up very, very soon.
All right. Any phone numbers?
Yes, 678-644-5426.
Well, Ms. Brittany Thomas, president of Girls of Brilliance, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you very much. I look forward to doing many more successful ventures with you.
Thank you,
everybody.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women who are doing great things right here in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another first-rate job. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company in the world. Thanks again for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.